أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters that are listening in at the madrasa over the receivers. We have had many jalsas of this nature, meaning jalsas of the completion of the Quran Sharif. In today's time when we talk of a jalsa, then the impression we get is that thousands of people have gathered and they will be feasting and merrymaking. That is our idea of a jalsa. For the completion of the Quran Sharif in this manner, full of noor and full of barakat and full of rahmat, will light up our hearts inshallah ta'ala. The Quran Sharif, you have heard many times by now. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave one end of the Quran Sharif to us and the other end is in His hands. The Quran Sharif has tarfain, tarfuhu bi yadillah wa tarfuhu bi aydikum. One end of it is in the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and one end is in our hand. An example is given, or by way of example, a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was passing by the palace of a king. Now the king was right up in his palace. And this wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was walking by the side of the wall. So from the top, the king ordered his guard that he should send this wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala up to him. Whether he was in the 7th floor, 10th floor, wherever he was, or how high the building was, he said he must send this wali of Allah ta'ala up to him. So the guard asked that, how must I send him up? So there were two ways of going up. One was by way of staircase, that he climbs the stairs, he keeps climbing, climbing until he reaches wherever the king is. And the other was that he gets into a lift. Well, these days we will say you press the button of the lift and within seconds the person is there. So he said, well, put him into, those days they used to have like a basket, they used to throw from the top, and the person used to get inside and they used to pull him up. So he said, well, put him into that basket, and then draw him up. We will have him drawn up. So he got him up. So within a few seconds he was up by the king. Now the king asked him that, how did you reach Allah Ta'ala? He said, just as how I reached you. He said, how did you reach Allah Ta'ala? He said, just as how I reached you. I got into that basket and I was drawn up. That's how I reached you. So the message that he gave to him is that hold on firmly to the Quran Sharif, the end which is in your hand. Allah Ta'ala will then draw you up. In other words, you will become Waliullah if you hold fast to that Quran Sharif, because Allah Ta'ala has called it Hablullah. It is the string of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the string of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which is on this earth is the Quran Sharif. Now if we want to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is no other way except to hold fast to this Quran Sharif. Therefore it is mentioned in that Hadith Sharif that tamassaku biha, hold firmly to it. And if you are going to hold very firmly to it, then what will happen? Then you will not go astray, or you will not be destroyed. Two things have been mentioned: either you will not be destroyed or you will not go astray if you hold firmly to this Quran Sharif. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala if a person has been blessed with the hifz and the memorization of the Quran Sharif. It's a great ni'mat. I have repeatedly said this, that the hafiz must feel the weight of the Quran Sharif within himself. Wherever he is walking, wherever he is, he must always feel the weight of the Quran Sharif. It is wahi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh, that great alim and that great mujahid, whose bayans sometimes used to begin after Isha and end Fajr Azan time, and nobody would move. In fact, they used to wonder whether the azan really took place of Fajr Salat. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with such melodious voice that his recitation of the Quran Sharif used to make people accept Islam. When he had, there was a court case where just the recitation of his Quran Sharif, because he was against the British and he was always lecturing against the British, so they had him arrested so many times. And when finally they had decided that this was it and they were going to have him hanged, that was the case after which he would have been hanged, because he was charged for treason. Then there he asked for permission to just recite the Quran Sharif. When they asked him, do you have any wish or anything of that nature, he said, I want to recite the Quran Sharif. And his recitation of the Quran Sharif, after that, the judgment that was written, the judge doesn't even know why he wrote a judgment like that. He was released. And it is in history, it is recorded, it is authentic. Thousands of people are witnesses to this fact. So this Quran Sharif, he says that if I have to meet Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, then I will tell Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, it's poetry language is a different language. We must not take it in the literal meaning. He says, I will tell Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, but the meaning of it is correct, what he has said. He says that I will tell Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that, O Jibreel, that Quran Sharif which you brought from the Lawh-e Mahfuz upon the heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how many times you had to go up and how many times you had to come down? He did not say that, but I am explaining it to you, that how many times Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had to go up to bring that Quran Sharif. It didn't come in one book form. Over a period of 23 years this Quran Sharif was revealed upon the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How many thousands of times he went? It was fully recorded on Lawh-e Mahfuz. Allah Ta'ala had revealed the whole Quran Sharif onto Lawh-e Mahfuz. But from there, as the need arose, wherever the need arose and whenever it arose, according to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wisdom, that verses of the Quran or those verses were revealed upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has to go up and bring those 5 ayats, 10 ayats, one surah, until over 23 years that Quran Sharif was completed. He says, I will tell Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that that Quran Sharif which you went and brought from the Lawh-e Mahfuz with the order of Allah Ta'ala, we do not know how many times upon Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart, O Jibreel, that whole Quran Sharif I have got in my heart. The heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which received that Quran Sharif, that whole Quran Sharif is in my heart. In other words, my heart has now got nisbat with the heart of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then just imagine what kind of nisbat is that. Now how can a hafiz who has got that kind of ni'mat of the Quran Sharif be ever in a cinema or a theater or watching filth on the television screen or reading filthy literature? Brothers, I keep repeating this because wallah, I'm telling you, the increase is very, very shocking, because I'm dealing with cases every day. The increase seeing indulgence in haram by even huffaz of the Quran Sharif, it is a very shocking state. Then the azab of Allah Ta'ala is being drawn. We have been ordered in the Hadith Sharif that make ikram of the huffaz. We have to respect the huffaz of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, he never used to even stretch his leg towards a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And Maulana Abrar Rahab Sahib Rahmatullah Damat Barakatum says that is probably one of the reasons that when he passed away and is buried in Jannatul Baqi in Madina Sharif, so how many times they dug up his grave, the body is still salamat. His kafan too hasn't been touched as yet. Besides, of course, his khidmat of deen and his khidmat of the tafsir of the Quran Sharif and his khidmat of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he spent in the hadith and the Quran Sharif. Dars. But sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we do not know which amal he likes of a person. So he said, could be, probably it could be because of that respect that he had for the Quran Sharif, which is in the heart of that hafiz. But then again, another hadith, when we look at it, then it shows that the person who is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif but is not making amal on that Quran Sharif, then he doesn't deserve any respect, because he has done injustice to the Quran Sharif. So he says, if I meet Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I will tell him that this, that, oh Jibreel, that Quran Sharif which you brought upon the heart of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Quran Sharif is in my heart. My heart has now got nisbat with the heart of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabiyyeh Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he used to complete the Quran Sharif, and completion doesn't mean after completing the hifz of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as he used to receive the verses of the Quran Sharif, he used to recite. Then finally, of course, the whole Quran Sharif was revealed and he used to recite the whole Quran Sharif. But whenever he used to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, on most occasions, then this fact just came to mind, that the dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make, in that he used to say, Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-Azim. Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-Azim. O Allah, have mercy upon me with the tufail of the Quran Sharif. And then what he used to say? وَجْعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا وَنُورًا وَهُدًا وَرَحْمًا. وَجْعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا. What do? Behind the Imam, we follow the Imam. We also say, O Allah, I'm making this Salat following the Imam. Now if the Imam is in Ruku and we are standing, when the Imam is in Sajda, we are making Ruku. When the Imam is in Qiyam, we are in Sajda. Then will that namaz ever be valid? We will say that this person doesn't know what the following of the Imam means. So either he does not know the Salat itself, he's a new Muslim, and we put him behind the Imam. Now he doesn't know whether the Imam is standing or in Sajda or is in Ruku. Or this person is insane. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by this dua, he is teaching us, وَجْعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا. O Allah, make this Quran Sharif my Imam. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that make the Quran Sharif an Imam for me. Now if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to say that, whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of him disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or doing anything against the teaching of the Quran Sharif. There was no shadow of doubt in this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam followed the Quran to the T. But it is for us that this Quran Sharif which we are reciting, now we are saying, oh Allah, make it my Imam. So if the Quran Sharif says, Aqeemus Salah, then this person will have to make Salat, because the Quran Sharif is his Imam. If the Quran Sharif says, Atu Zakah, then this person will not see how much is going by giving zakat. He will see the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he will make shukr that Allah ta'ala only made 2.5% farz. In reality, he should have made 97.5% farz, and 2.5% he should have left for us. Then what would we have done? How many of us would have given zakat then? Look at Allah ta'ala's ihsan. Just 2.5% you give, 97.5% you keep. Still, if a person dodges zakat, then it shows what kind of love that person has for Allah ta'ala. It's extremely poor. That means he's not prepared to spend. Yet he should have said that this is too little. That is why the Quran Sharif is filled with ayats of infaq, keep spending. Besides the zakat, in sadaqat, in other things for the widows, for the orphans, and for all other needy cases, for madrasas, for masjids, in all good causes, Allah Ta'ala encourages that spend. Allah Ta'ala will return it manifold. But farz is zakat. So the person who cannot even give that 2.5%, then we'll say he hasn't made the Quran Sharif his imam. And his love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is like that love for that person who had that dog, or saw that dog that was dying of hunger. So he sat by the dog and he started crying. So somebody asked him, why are you crying? He said that I'm crying because this dog is dying of starvation. So he said, and what is it that you have in your bag there, or in your basket there? He said, there's bread and there's meat. So he said, if you are crying over the loss of this dog's life due to starvation, then why don't you give that food to this dog? He says, no, the food I paid for, the tears are free. The food I paid for, the meat I had to buy, and don't you know the price of meat all gone up now with the rand dollar fluctuation? So the meat, so that I have to pay for, and tears are free. So that is the kind of love then we are showing. So the Quran Sharif must be our imam in our salat. We have made the Quran Sharif imam of our salat, but when it comes to the imam of our lives, we haven't made the Quran Sharif the imam of our lives. In our homes, in our businesses, in our dealings, in our relationship with our neighbors, in our relationship with our parents, right across the board, which we keep on mentioning, the imam of our lives has to be the Quran Sharif. And the example was set by Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In his pattern we have to follow. Look at the Quran Sharif, it deals with everything, every aspect of our lives. Now we have to question ourselves, in how many departments of our lives have we really made the Quran Sharif the imam of our life? We can just speak on this and go on. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَجَعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا وَنُورًا, and make it a light for me. This Quran Sharif must show me which way to go, in which direction to go. It must take me out from the darkness. Why does the person switch on his light? Why does he put on his torch? Does he want to go and knock his head against the wall? That's why he puts on the torch? Or he switches the light on because he wants to injure himself by hitting something, some rock or some stone? He puts on the light because he wants to see whether there's a snake there or it's a stick there. He wants to see whether it is food there or it's poison there. The person puts on the light so that he may be able to differentiate between that which is harmful to him and that which is beneficial for him. So this Quran Sharif must now show him the light. The Quran Sharif must be the light. It must take him out from the darkness and put him onto the right path. Now how many of us, after reading the Quran Sharif, we really use the Quran Sharif as a light in the darkness? At present we all complain about the environment, that there's too much of darkness in the environment. No doubt there is environment in the darkness. But in the first place, in our homes, who brought the darkness into the homes? The Hafiz of the Quran Sharif is sitting one side and learning his Quran Sharif to give sabak next morning to the Ustad, and the father and mother are watching on the other side the filth on the television screen. Now who do you blame for that? Who brought the darkness into the home? Have those parents made the Quran Sharif the imam of their lives? Have those parents really appreciated that this child of mine is becoming a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif? So therefore my home also must be clean from impurities. I mentioned, I think, in some majlis where the Quran Sharif is even kept on the TV. And some places there's big frames there, Allah, Muhammad, La ilaha illallah, and ayats of the Quran Sharif. Wallah, I'm telling you, I went to for a holiday one place, and in that lounge we had to frames of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name, ayats of the Quran Sharif, everything is there, and the TV is right there. Now when that TV will go on, let us put our hands on our chest and ask ourselves one question. That how much percentage of the programs on the TV would be permissible according to any mufti's fatwa? Because we say some muftis gave this fatwa and some muftis gave that fatwa. Now let us ask ourselves a question, that when all those frames are there, ayats of the Quran Sharif and even Quran Sharif on those shelves, and now when those TVs are switched on, what percentage of the program of the TV is going to be permissible according to any mufti's fatwa? Music will come on immediately. Pictures of filthy ones, advertisements, this, that, and what filth is coming on. Now, is there any justification for that? So my message is also to the parents, that don't just be happy and satisfied that we made our child a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. I'm not talking about these hafizes. I'm talking in general. That we made our child a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, so therefore Jannat is ours. We have to see what have we provided in the home for them after that, to make sure that they continue reciting the Quran Sharif and making amal on the Quran Sharif. Give them those things which are halal and permissible as entertainment. Give them enough halal so that they do not go towards haram. But if we are going to provide those channels for them to get caught up in haram, then we are going to be questioned and we will be the losers. And this is where all the problem is coming from. Because I always say, I do not give you theoretical things. I'm telling you things which people themselves have told to me, they have written to me. There are many that come through email and other and telephonic queries and discussions. So I don't even know the names, but they say, I am a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. I am an alim of deen. I am this, I am that. I go out in Jamaat, I go to the Majlis, I do this, I do that, everything they do. But then again, Shaitan and Nafs, they overpower this person. And most of them are getting caught on this TV, or on the porn sites on the internet, or of the filthy magazines which are now freely available. And it creates a darkness in the heart, that hafizes, namazes has no ruh after that. He makes tilawat of the Quran Sharif in the madrasa the whole day by the ustad, and afterwards there's nothing, no light in the heart. Darkness, the person doesn't enjoy anything. No zikr enjoyment, no namaz enjoyment. Why? Because on the one hand the person is taking that food which gives strength and health, and on the other hand is drinking poison. So both things don't go together. Light and darkness do not go together. Shaitan is the one that misleads, we all know, but we make him our friend. We all say Shaitan misleads, but we have made him our friend. Gumrah na milega tumhe shaitan se badhkar, gumrah na milega tumhe shaitan se badhkar, اور ہادی نہ ملے گا تمہیں قرآن سے بہتر, گمراہ نہ ملے گا تمہیں شیطان سے بڑھ کر, اور ہادی نہ ملے گا تمہیں قرآن سے بہتر. And اکبر الہ آبادی, the judge, but who said beautiful things in his poetry for Islam purposes. Then he says, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Our engagement in dunya has made us forget deen, whereas we can make our dunya also deen if we make our dunya in accordance with Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, then that dunya also becomes deen. if we have to make the Quran Sharif our imam, then that dunya also becomes deen, because the Quran Sharif will tell us how to marry, who to marry, how to respect the parents, and all the other aspects the Quran Sharif will order us. And then the Quran Sharif will tell us, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders you to do, then do that. And whatever he asks you to stay away from and stops you from, then stay away from that. So in a nutshell, now you have to obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then if this person, now he's eating, drinking, earning, laughing, joking, entertainment, anything, if it is within the parameters of Sharia, then it becomes deen if his niyat is correct. But he's talking about our engagement in dunya to such an extent that our maqsad, our objective of life is nothing but the accumulation of material wealth. Come in the halal way or haram way, as long as it comes. Hai sab kuch andar, lekin hai mast qalandar. Halal, haram, sab kuch andar. So he says, dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neen mein sula rakha hai. It just doesn't give us that chance to think that one day we are going to be in the graves. It doesn't allow us to think in that direction. The moment we begin to think in that line that one day death will come, therefore I rather start doing everything according to the Quran and the Sunnah, let me stay away from haram, straight away he will put ghaflat over you. Enjoy it now. Tomorrow you can make tawbah. He will use that same ayat of tawbah to make you commit the sin. Shaitan is such a shrewd enemy of ours that he will use the ayat of tawbah to make us commit sins. Allah is ghafoorur rahim, he will put in our hearts to make us commit sins. Because Allah is ghafoorur rahim, so go on. The other day they were saying there's a new program now, a computer program, and they had to withdraw that advertisement. So it's some detail there, but the thing is that they say what was the message there? That life is short. Play more. Play more because life is short. In other words, enjoy yourself because life is short. So life is short, so indulge in as much adultery, fornication, music, all kinds of haram, because life is short. Whereas what we should be saying is life is short, so therefore let us do quickly those deeds, those actions, those a'mal, which will get us connected with our Allah. And wallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving, so compassionate, so kind, and so loving that there can be nobody who would tolerate as much sins as we are doing. No other person can tolerate. It is only Allah Ta'ala that tolerates our sins and still gives us food to eat, clothing to wear, shelter, sight, hearing, speech, so much of ni'mats. Otherwise, even a father, if the son is disobedient half a dozen times, he'll kick him out. Two or three times he'll tell him, and then he'll say, get out from here, you go and do your own thing. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. So we should not be disobedient to him. And Allah Ta'ala has made life so easy, so comfortable, so beautiful. But if we have created an environment of sin and vice and evil and restlessness for ourselves, then we must blame ourselves, don't blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai akbar. In these times, only that person can consider himself to be a fortunate person, to be a happy person, to be a person who has been blessed, jisne Quran Majid ko khula rakha hai. That person who has kept Quran Majid open, then only he can consider himself to be a fortunate person, and all others, they must consider themselves to be unfortunate, no matter how much they may have, but they are unfortunate. One hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that zayyinu manazilakum. Decorate your homes. Make muzayyan of your homes. Adorn your homes with what? With tilawat al-Quran. With tilawat of the Quran Sharif, you must light up your homes. You must decorate your homes. So what I was saying is that these frames and all which we have there, and then we have the television that is playing there. So how can these two things go together? I'm repeatedly saying these things so that we may make a start somewhere in our lives. Because how long are we going to just listen, listen and listen? Without amal, we are not going to get anywhere. We know what are the problems that are in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our society. Everybody knows the problem. But when it comes to the solution, then we want a solution where there is no pain on our heart. Without any difficulty. We must have nothing to do. We must just sit, read some wazifa, make some dua, and put some ta'weezes, and we must get to Allah Ta'ala. This Quran Sharif was revealed sometimes in Badr, sometimes in Uhud, sometimes in Khandaq, sometimes in Fatah Makkah, sometimes on the mountain top, sometimes in sunshine, and the heat of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah, we all know, and of Hijaz, and sometimes in freezing winter. Imagine what occasions this Quran Sharif was being revealed upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of difficulties and hardships and trials they went. And we can't just take the pain of restraining ourselves from haram.
Ya ilahi tu hame aamil Quran kar de. Ya ilahi tu hame aamil Quran kar de. Phir na e sire se musalma ko musalma kar de. Ya ilahi tu hame aamil Quran kar de. Phir na e sire se musalma ko musalma kar de. وہ پیغمبر جسے سرتاج رسل کہتے ہیں وہ پیغمبر جسے سرتاج رسل کہتے ہیں اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے
ہاں this ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know what suffering it is going through in all parts of the world. But what is the major cause? It is because we have given up the following of the Quran Sharif. We have forsaken the imamat of the Quran Sharif, the imamat of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says, oh Allah, make them again muttabi of the Quran, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then see what happened. Then you will find those angels of Badr descending. The angels of Badr can descend even today. But first we have to make ourselves amile Quran. If we are not going to make ourselves amile Quran, then we mustn't wait for those. That help that Allah Ta'ala sent in Badr, in Uhud and other places. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua. اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى. Make it my guide. Let the Quran Sharif be my guide. Every other book we take as our guide, but we are not prepared to read the Quran Sharif. We don't have the time for it now because of the television and the radio stations and all other things. We have to listen to BBC, we have to listen to Voice of America, and we have to listen to CNN, and we have to listen to so many stations. Where are we going to find the time to listen to this station of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is calling us? When are we going to listen to this? So he says, let it be my guide. We want to have a guide who takes us to our destination, who directs us to our destination. If a person has lost the road, and if he asks somebody, how do I get there? He says, take left, right, forward, and as in India they say, inge ko jao, unge ko jao, pahunch jaoge. Now that inge ko, unge ko, you do not know, it's just like how they say, doze, very close. And we walked about 16 miles once in India, and every person that we asked, he just said, inge ko, unge ko. So if we have a guide of that kind, then we'll never get to our destination. The Quran Sharif wants us to reach Jannat, wants us to reach Allah Ta'ala. And as I said, that one end of it is here and the other end is with Allah Ta'ala. So all we need is just holding there and Allah will pull us up after that. So what a beautiful guide. And in every aspect of our life, you'll never find guidance like the guidance of the Quran Sharif. If only we applied it in both our dini life and dunyavi life, there would be no problems. But some of us apply it just in our dini life and some of us apply it just in our dunyavi life. Therefore we can't seem to get anywhere. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala has given us direction in all matters. Deen and dunya, it's all, we can make our whole dunya into deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that make it my guide. Make it a guide for me. And wa rahma, and a mercy for me. The Quran Sharif is mercy also. Fihi shifa'ul linnas wa rahmatul lil mu'minin. The shifa in it and a mercy for the believers. Shifa from what? Shifa from all sicknesses. But in reality, shifa for our spiritual sicknesses. Shifa from kufr, shifa from shirk, shifa from bid'at, shifa from nifaq and hypocrisy, shifa from transgression, from fisq and fujur. If you want shifa from all those illnesses and diseases which corrupt the heart, then you will find it in the Quran Sharif. And it is rahmat and mercy also. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me another opportunity, then I will discuss this whole dua. Because I myself am feeling a little weak today, but alhamdulillah, with your people's duas, Allah Ta'ala made it easy to speak. So I make dua for these young students who completed the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must safeguard this Quran Sharif in their hearts until their dying day. Allah Ta'ala must give them the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. There's no doubt that the parents will be given a crown of light on the day of Qiyamah if the children have made hifz of the Quran Sharif. But then, the condition, as I have mentioned in practically all bayans that are related to the khatam of the Quran Sharif, that the condition is amal on that Quran Sharif. If there's no amal, because Allah Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes it very, very clear, man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi. And other places also same thing, that make amal on that Quran Sharif. So wherever you find that there is temptation towards sin, then immediately bring this thought into your mind that I am hamil al Quran. And Allah Ta'ala calls those who are hamil al Quran, those who have got Quran Sharif in their hearts, those who have memorized the Quran Sharif, that they are his favorite ones. And they are from his family. Now we say that child is a black sheep of the family. Don't we say that? If a child is disobedient and he is caught, is arrested, is put into prison. Why? Because he was stealing. He was caught for drugs or for fraud. Then what an embarrassment and shame those parents suffer. They say this child is a black sheep. Look at the embarrassment and the shame and the disgrace that he has brought upon me. Of course, when the Hafiz is going to do things which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, he's not going to bring any disgrace or humiliation upon Allah Ta'ala. But because he's of Allah Ta'ala's family, so therefore the punishment is also of the same kind. Because he's the favorite one, so his punishment also is going to be of the same kind. That you are the one that I trusted and gave you this great amanat, and how can you betray this trust? Alhamdulillah, these type of bayans being given all the time. Wallah, there are many, many hafizes who have confessed that they were gone on the wrong track, but it brought them back into reality. Masha. Because what is the sense of all the time just reading those hadiths which talk in glorious terms of the hafiz of the Quran Sharif? You have got to balance it with both. Give them encouragement also that we should make hifz of the Quran Sharif because it's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but at the same time warn that if we do not fulfill the rights of that amanat, then it is also a very dangerous. So especially those who are hafizes or the parents of the hafizes. It is of course for everyone, but especially those who are hafizes and parents of the hafizes. Anywhere in the world, message is for everyone. That we have to look around in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives, that what has come in that is not befitting a hafiz or his parents. Get rid of that. Make tawbah from it. No matter how far the person may have gone, but if he makes sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to accept. No matter how far the person goes. But if he makes sincere tawbah, that I don't want to go back to those sins. I want to give it up now, not tomorrow. Not that I will think of it. Not that I will see. Not that I am not yet ready. The person doesn't say with regards to sin that I'm not yet ready to give it up. Many people say, I'm not yet ready. So we ask them a simple question, when will you get ready? Before death or after death? When will you get ready to give up sins? Before death or after death? Obviously the person can't get ready after death, because after death he'll never be able to commit sins. Those eyes will be there, but it will now look at the angels of death in their frightening form. The ears will still be there, but now they will listen to the voices of those angels. No more that music and that filth. The tongue will be there, but it cannot wag anymore, and make ghibat anymore, or speak lies anymore, or take false oaths and qasams anymore. So it has to be before death. So if it's before death, then the second question is that when will that death be? Does anybody have any guarantee that I will only die after 50 years, 20 years, 30 years? Every day we read and every day we hear, hold up, person gone, accident, person gone, heart attack, person gone, cancer, person is gone. Within seconds, within days, sometime the person just changes. His health was very good, strong, fit, and then we hear that he just had a mild pain and the next hour he was gone. So when that is the state of life in these days, so we have to be ever ready. Stay away from sins. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. Fulfill the ahkam of Allah and enjoy within ourselves gardens of jannat. Gardens of jannat. Wallah, gardens of jannat within the heart. Not the outside condition, can be of poverty, of pain, of anything. But once the person is connected with his Allah and he is connected with his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then when that noor and the tajalli will be cast in those hearts, then that person will just wish that I was not in this world. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ تو معاف کرنے والا خدا ہے you are a forgiving Allah you are a merciful Allah you are very beloved to us oh my beloved Allah oh Allah forgive each and every one of us you are compassionate you are forgiving you are loving and especially oh my Allah in this Mubarak Jalsa of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif May Allah forgive each and every one of us. Allah, with the barakat of the Quran Sharif, with the tufail of the Quran Sharif, with the sadqah of the Quran Sharif, have mercy upon us. Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in light of day or darkness of nights. Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh Allah, we get tempted towards sins. Allah, nafs and shaitan, our enemies, but we have made them our friends. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. and make us your slaves, O my beloved Allah. Make us the khulam of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make us obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, let the Quran Sharif be the imam of our lives. O Allah, let the Quran Sharif be the noor of our lives. Let the Quran Sharif be the guide of our lives. O Allah, by means of the Quran Sharif, bless us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us. Bless us with prosperity and happiness. Bless us with prosperity and happiness. Bless us with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb and ma'rifat. Ya Allah, bless us with the ma'rifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ey mere pyare Allah, release us from all chains that bind us and tie us. Ey Allah, we are tied by so many different chains. Ey Allah, release us from every chain except the chain of your love, and the chain of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, teri muhabbat ki zanjeer mein hame jagad de. Ey Allah, tere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam ki muhabbat hame naseeb farma. اے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے اللہ, there is no one for us besides you. اے اللہ, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our sins, oh my beloved Allah, then you tell us who is there for us. اے اللہ, there is no one for us besides you. اے اللہ, do not look at our sins, do not look at our weakness. اے اللہ, you look at your shan of rahmat. Allah, you look at your shan of Kareemi. Kareem is the one who gives without people deserving. Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But oh Allah, bless us with the best because of your shan of Kareemi, my beloved Allah. Allah, these students have completed the Quran Sharif. Retain the Quran Sharif in their hearts until their dying day. Allah, give them the tawfiq and all other huffaz and all of us to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to understand the Quran Sharif, and to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Allah, let us not make the Quran Sharif our pillows. Oh Allah, we have made the Quran Sharif pillows on which we rest our heads. Ey mere Allah, we have taken it for granted that because we are believers, and because we are Muslims, and because we have the Quran Sharif, therefore your nusrat and your help is guaranteed. But oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that it is only amal on the Quran Sharif which draws your nusrat and your help. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, shaitan and nafs wants to lead us to Jahannam, but oh Allah, you take us to Jannat. Allah, take us to the road that leads, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare Khuda, آج امت مسلمہ سارے عالم کے اندر پریشان ہے. اے اللہ, remove the difficulties, the trials, the hardships of the entire Muslim Ummah. اے اللہ, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in India, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Africa, Burma, China. اے اللہ, even in the Muslim countries, the Muslims are oppressed. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, تو رحم فرما. اے اللہ, مسلمانوں کو ہدایت نصیب فرما, ان کی تیری نصرت اور مدد نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, اب تو مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما. او بھائی اللہ, my beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, when he is informed of the condition of the ummah, how much of pain it must be causing to him, that ummah for whom he cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of his blood was shed, that ummah for whom نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام sacrificed everything. Ey Allah, that ummah today is pareshan, that ummah today is suffering all over. Ey Allah, that ummah today is in the casinos, in the discos, in the theatres, in the cinemas. Ey Allah, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, in all kinds of evils and vices. Ey Allah, how much of injury and pain we must be causing our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko tu khush kar de. Ey Allah, tu khush ho ja. Ey Allah, tu hame razi kar de. Ey Allah, shake the ground beneath the feet of the enemy forces. Ey Allah, either give them hidayat or shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ey Allah, send against them strong violent winds. Ey Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. create such division and disunity in their ranks that their alliance all gets torn to shreds. Ey mere Allah, tu musalmanon ki madad farma. With the barkat of the completion of the Quran Sharif tonight, O Allah. Masjid Aqsa ki tu hifazat farma, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, even in South Africa, the crime levels are reaching a height. No person's life, property, respect, honor, dignity is safe. Ey Allah, hamare gharon ki hifazat farma, hamare maal ki hifazat farma, hamare jaan ki hifazat farma, hamari aulaad ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma, gunahon se bhi hifazat farma. Ey Allah, forgive and bless the parents of the students that have completed the Quran Sharif. Especially, oh my beloved Allah, their mother who became shaheed in an accident. Ey Allah, make this a sadqa-e jariya for her. Ey Allah, raise her stages in Jannat. Ey Allah, bless and reward each and every one who has been part and parcel of their completion of the Quran Sharif, their asatiza, the madrasa in which they studied, whoever contributed towards their progress, O my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, sab ko tu mubarak farma. Ey Allah, sab ko tu behtareen jaza ata farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ki aulaad ko bhi tu nek aur saleh bana de. Ey Allah, ek din marna hai. Ey Allah, ek din marna hai aur tere paas aana hai. Ey Allah, marne se pehle pehle sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ey Allah, hamein sehat ata farma. Bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our lives. Amen. Give us the tawfiq to get rid of everything that is evil and filthy from our homes and our lives. Ey Allah, Nabiye Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his life he made dua for us. Ey Allah, all the goodness that Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. O Allah, these days deaths are occurring in haram places. Ey Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma. Don't let the angel of death find us on some porn website on the internet. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater or a casino. Ey Allah, when the time of our death come, call us to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba mein hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. At the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Ey Allah, let our soul depart. Ey Allah, show us some tajalli at that time that our soul comes dancing towards you. But all life, our death is not muqaddar day. Wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Ey Allah, Huzure Paak swasam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duao ko qubool farma. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله